You are dialed in to the WEOL Weekly High School Wrestling Recap. It is presented by our friends at Cobos Insurance Center and at Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rock Onucci. He is Tom Evans, and we got a great show lined up for you here this evening as we get you ready for high school basketball later on tonight. A girls' affair between North Ridgeville and Elyria Catholic over there at the corner of Gulf and Poplar as the Panthers welcome in the Rangers. But before that, we're talking high school wrestling, and hey, we'll speak. Speaking of Elyria Catholic, their head wrestling coach will be joining us here in a couple of short minutes. That's Mick Burnett. You're very familiar with that name, I'm sure, if you know anything about Lorain County High School Wrestling. So Coach Mick will join us here in just a couple of short minutes. And you know what? Why don't we go ahead and step aside, take a quick timeout. When we return, we'll be joined by Coach Burnett right here on the WEOL High School Weekly Wrestling Recap. It is brought to you by our friends at Cobos Insurance Center and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. You're listening on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. We're on the mobile app, and we're online at WEOL.com. It is the WEOL Weekly High School Wrestling Recap. It is brought to you by our friends over at Cobos Insurance Center and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rock Onucci. He's Tom Evans. And joining us now on the hotline, I think for the first time ever here on the show, you know the last name pretty well, and you probably know the first name very well as well. That's Mick Burnett, head coach of the Elyria Catholic Panthers wrestling team, and he joins us now as our guest here on the WEOL High School Weekly Wrestling Recap. So, Coach Burnett, as always, we appreciate the time greatly. Welcome into the show. How are we doing? Excited to have you on here today.
I'm doing great, man. You know, we got an off weekend this weekend, so you got some JV guys going to compete, but you know, a little bit of downtime right now, and just you know, able to focus on the things we need to focus on for the next competition. So feeling good.
Mick, I'm a little mad at myself. I let Sean Bennett beat me to an interview with you and a real nice article last week in the Chronicle-Telegram. But, Mick, you know, you're in your first year as a head coach, kind of the second year of that rebirth of that Elyria Catholic Panther program over there. Talk to us about being a first-time head coach and trying to rebuild a program that you know as well as anybody was a once real proud program. I'm sure Uncle Scotty's kind of filled you in on some of the details about that. But talk to us about working to rebuild that program over at Elyria Catholic.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, a couple of the biggest things is just, you know, being patient and understanding, you know, like, I'm young, I want everything to happen right now, and it's you know, we got to be patient. Good things are going to come, but there's some things that, you know, these guys got to learn how to wrestle, and you know, but we're thinking big picture, and you know, few years down the road, you know, I think we'll have things in the swing, and you know, ready to compete real hard for a state title. But you know, right now it's just kind of moving day to day, and you know, seeing what these kids need, and you know, we have 7 kids on our roster who are brand new, you know, to the sport this year. So it's really just kind of focusing on keeping them, you know, motivated, and you know, making sure that they're having fun with the sport, you know, and I think that's big. And even the guys that have been around, they need to have fun with it. And so, you know, that's what we focus on. You know, we do a lot of training with technique, and I think that, you know, it's starting to pay off here in these, you know, the January months, and, you know, heading into the postseason.
Mick, the numbers just in the last couple of years are really, really, and for, you know, I've been around wrestling for a long time. I know your dad has as well too. Sometimes numbers are hard to come by. Your numbers have, you guys have more than doubled in the 2 years you've had the program. Are you doing anything special to recruit kids? What are you doing to get them out for wrestling over to Elyria Catholic?
I owe a lot to the football coaches, you know, Chase Ferris and his group of guys, because I think this year they pushed real hard. Last year we had, you know, we're up from 9 in the starting lineup to 13, and a lot of it's attributed to our big guys. You know, we had a 215, and then we had Hector at 190 last year, but, you know, we didn't have really, you know, in the cards, we didn't have anybody to kind of replace those guys. And, you know, so they came through big time. We have freshmen at 190, 215, and heavyweight. You know, they have 4 years to learn and get better. And I think, the you know, the potential is crazy. So, you know, I owe a lot to them. I think, you know, we have 6 or 7 guys that are football players that came out to wrestle this year. And then, you know, just the kids on the team, man, you know, we got a lot of social butterflies and so they brought out, you know, more guys than last year. And, you know, hopefully that's the goal for every year, just to grow, you know, grow every year, get guys that want to be here, want to be around the sport. And that's how, you know, that's how things start to grow.
That's outstanding. You know, as a former football and wrestling coach, I know, and as do any football coach that's had wrestlers, knows the benefit that wrestling pays. And I don't care what position it is. People sometimes think it's just a lineman. That's baloney. Yeah. Your defensive backs, your running backs, it teaches you about balance. It teaches you about body control. It teaches you about positioning. It's just such a benefit. And I'm glad that Coach Ferris is working with you guys over there.
It's been good, man. He came to the Avon Lake tournament this year. He came in support. And, you know, I got to sit with him and talk and, you know, kind of, you know, share ideas. And it's a good, you know, it's a good situation. And I think that as long as these guys stick with it, they're going to have a lot of success, you know, in both sports.
And Mick, I saw you guys early in the season, and I also saw you at Columbia a couple weeks ago. The amount that you're growth in your kids is visible. And sometimes when you're real close to the programming, maybe you don't see those things. Are you seeing some it's just your kids, the leap that they've taken, even some of the veterans, the kids, Matt Close and some of those kids, they are really growing like exponentially on the mat. What do you attribute that to?
I appreciate that, man. I think a lot of it's on them. You know, it's belief. You know, for, like you said, for the more experienced guys, it's belief that they can beat anybody. And, you know, for the Maddox Moses, for the Jake Hills, you know, for Denye Campbell, those guys need to believe that they've worked as hard as everybody in the state, everybody in the country, and they can beat anybody in the country. You know, the newer guys, you know, they need to understand that every day that they come into the practice, that they get something out of that workout, they're getting better. And, you know, I think that belief has made a huge, you know, impact on the way they compete and the way that they, you know, everybody wants to win, you know, and so the effort is there. You know, we can always fix technique and go back to the drawing board on that. But, you know, the biggest thing I think with this group is all these guys want to win. And, you know, you've seen that throughout the year. So that's cool to see.
Mick, you come off of a weekend where you finished third over at the Mike Antonishin duels over at Westlake. Three guys that go 4-0, a couple more that go 3-1. Talk to us about building a dual meet team. And you, Mick, know as well as anybody, there's dual meet teams and there's tournament teams, and you want to build a strong all-around team. But you guys really had a nice weekend over at Westlake this weekend.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure what to expect. You know, this is our first our first dual meet, you know, anything with this squad. And so I wasn't sure going in, you know, how things were going to go. And it seemed like, you know, we have 13 out of 14 weights. And you know, we had 14 weights covered at some point with bumping guys up a weight here and there. So I think that played a huge, huge fact in us getting some wins was, you know, having a full lineup and having guys, you know, that were ready to compete. And the guys that, you know, that knew what they were doing and went out, they got bonus points, they got pins and tech falls. And you know that let us come up with some wins. So, you know, I thought it was good, you know, to just get these guys on the mat. You know, the guys that haven't had a lot of experience this year got to do some JV matches at Westlake and you know and wrestle some dual meets. You know, we haven't seen that, so the team aspect, you know, hasn't really come into play for these newer guys yet. And they got to see how a dual meet works, and you know, our team gets hyped up when we win matches, and you know, how do we handle the momentum when we lose matches. So it's a good experience for, you know, not just the kids, but for me as a coach, and you know, for our staff as well.
Mick, you know, what are you looking at for the rest of the season? What kind of tournaments? And do you guys have a conference tournament? And so what are we looking at getting ready for sectionals and then that run to the state meet, hopefully?
Yeah, so we're not this weekend. We're off this weekend. Next weekend we're at the Terry Monroe Classic at Western Reserve. And then the weekend after that, we have a quad duel with Western Reserve Academy and CVCA, and then a school in Pennsylvania. So and that'll be at Western Reserve Academy in Hudson. And then after that, we have our conference tournament, which will be I can't remember. There's five teams in there. It's us, CVCA, Lake Catholic, Parma, Padua, and maybe Notre Dame Cathedral Latin. So that'll be really good competition. We'll see Lake Catholic in a dual meet. We'll see CVCA in a dual meet. Those are both, you know, state level, state ranked teams, you know, I'm thinking, you know, by that point, these guys will be prepared and ready to go for sectionals.
Mick, that's outstanding. I tell you, I'm just so excited about what's going on over Liberty Catholic. So excited about you. One last thing I want to talk about. You know, you've surrounded yourself with some good help, too. You got Mark Mose over there helping. Talk to me about just kind of trying to build a staff that that kind of helps fill some of the roles on that, on what you were trying to do with the kids.
Yeah, no, it's you know, Mark's a blessing, man, because he's you know, he does a lot for the program. So it's like, you know, we don't have a huge coaching staff, but the guys that we do have are super dedicated, and they want to see these guys win, and you know, they're in there every day, and it's you know, it's a grind, and they understand that, you know. Mark knows, you know, coming up through, you know, with, you know, us and being around, he knows that this is a grind, and he knows what it takes to win, and that's what we want to surround ourselves with.
Coach, one last one for me, a quick one, just because I wanted to ask you some questions. I mean, Tommy and I, we've talked about you, your family, for a while now since doing this show together here on WEOL. You know, it wasn't all that long ago you were doing the high school wrestling yourself as an athlete. Are you able to bring most of what you had learned and used to your coaching experience over at Elyria Catholic, or have there been a lot of changes within the sport of wrestling where you've kind of had to readjust it and relearn some different things with the kids? How have you gone about that?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, and it's a little bit of both, man. It's you know, a lot of my experience, especially, you know, as, you know, wrestling into the college level, a lot of it stayed the same, but with, you know, with the new rule sets and the 3-point takedowns, you know, managing matches a little bit differently, and you know, doing some things here and there a little bit differently, yeah. But for the most part, a lot of the same stuff that I did in high school and college, and the stuff I learned from my dad, and, you know, all the coaches that you know, coming up through, I think that's stuff that I've taken and attributed to my coaching style.
Fantastic. Well, Coach, thank you again very much for taking the time to join us. We greatly appreciate it. Great stuff you're doing over there, kind of reviving that wrestling program over at EC, and we're certainly looking forward to seeing how things continue to grow over there for you. So thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, guys. I really do appreciate it, man. Have a great one.
Thanks a bunch, Mick. We'll see you over to Independence for the districts.
Yep, sounds good. Later on. Mm-hmm.
Back on the WEOL Weekly Wrestling Recap here on AM 930 and 100.3 FM. It's brought to you by our friends over at Cobos Insurance Center and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nushi. He's Tom Evans. And a huge thank you to Mick Burnett, head coach of the Elyria Catholic Wrestling Program. And, boy, just fantastic things he's doing over there at EC. He's getting kids, more kids out, you know, building that roster, filling those spots a little bit more in that rotation. And as you said, Tom, really developing those kids as well. It seems to be a pretty noticeable difference, you know, just with a number of kids and how much they've grown, even just this season alone.
Yeah, easily. As I said when I talked to Mick, I've seen a visible difference in some of those kids from early in the season to the Christmas tournament over at Columbia. So that's a sign of how hard those kids are working, and that's a sign of Mick and Mark Mose having some patience with them over there, but also keeping them engaged in the sport. So just really, and even when things don't go their way, their kids, they're taking a real positive approach to it with their kids. They know that they're building something over there, and they're in it for the long haul. So it's just been fun to watch, and there's a lot of pride over Liberty Catholic, and that wrestling program kind of went away for a year or two, and really nice to see it back and starting to thrive.
Yeah, reestablishing that culture, and as we kind of joked off air, he may have surpassed his dad as far as interviewing skills go.
I would never say that to Eric.
Just in interviewing skills, just with Eric. The interview. I mean, we'll leave it there. But
Always love talking wrestling with Eric.
Sorry, Eric. If you're
and Scotty,
for that
I know we don't get to, right? I don't get to see Scotty as much, but we get around Perrysburg, love seeing Scotty as well.
Well, if you guys missed that interview that we had with Mick, no worries. You can find it over at WEOL.com tomorrow morning. Just go under that sports section, the high school wrestling tab right there. You got the interview with Mick as well as all the other interviews that we've done previously so far this season. All right, Tom, let's dive into some of the results that we started or that we saw from last week and last weekend. And I think you wanted to start with what, some duels within the Lorain County League.
Yeah, the Lorain County 8 started their double duels on Thursday nights. I want to give a shout out to Chris Vondriska for kind of pointing me in the direction of the website. It's Lorain County with the number 8.org. Mm-hmm. It looks like they've got other sports in there. I just looked at the wrestling stuff, but boy, they do a nice job of keeping that up. But after the first weekend of double duels, Columbia and Keystone both came out of theirs 2-0. Firelands, Clearview, Wellington, and Black River went 1-1 in theirs, 1-1 in their tournaments. Brookside and Oberlin started 0-2. Another big big week coming up this week, but they do that double dual format. It was a packed house over at Firelands last week. They did middle school before. Really excited to see them getting going with that, and really excited to see the crowds at wrestling matches. It was kind of a fun night over there.
All right. How about in the old SWC, Tom? What happened there?
SWC, a couple I picked up. Avon Lake over Amherst, 46-26. Bria Midpark over Midview, 40-36. A real tight bout over there. Kind of Midview got the last two pins in the last two weight classes, so that one was kind of decided in the middleweights, where Bria Midpark kind of separated themselves over there from Midview.
Good deal. Is that it as far as the duels go from last week, Tom?
Yeah, I didn't get some of the other SWC results. I'm going to start harping on those guys to try and follow up a little bit, because they're doing the stuff on Thursdays, and I like that. They get the duels, and that's a nice midweek thing, and they last maybe an hour and a half. You get some fans in the stands, and I know some of the schools like Avon Lake's gone to the mat spotlight to really kind of spice things up a little bit. I know tonight over at Elyria and Avon Lake are doing, I think, middle school, maybe even Biddy's at middle school, and then a boys and girls doubleheader over there. So that
awesome. Looks
to be a real exciting night over there. But some tournament action last week.
Yeah.
Lorraine went over to Perrysburg, finished 32nd over there. Caden Rosario comes away with a sixth-place finish. Avon Lake girls went down to Olentangy Orange, really powerful team down there, good tournament. They finished 14th out of 52 teams. Rajan Al-Hashash, a championship at 155, and I think she's undefeated on the season. As I looked at she's averaging like 5.92 points per bout. That means that she's pinned almost everybody she's wrestled this year.
Wow.
She's ranked about number four in the state for girls. Lola Sione was fifth at 190, and Mallory Zedell was sixth at 115. The Lady Viking tournament we talked about over North Akron. Vermilion was sixth, Columbia seventh, Keystone 23rd. Lorraine 31st, the North Ridgeville was 39th. Sage O'Brien, the championship for Keystone at 145. Justina Hanna from Columbia, second place finish at 140. Cora Frederick and Emily Steiner from Vermilion, second and third place finishes at 130, 135. And Alyssa Woodward with a third at 125 for Vermilion as well. Some fourth place finishers, Sarah Napier from Columbia finished in fourth. Nalisha Phillips from Lorraine was fourth at 145, Kaylin Demigal fourth at 155, and Faith Sargent fourth at 170.
All right.
For the boys, the Husky Invitational over at Northwestern took place, and that's a tournament they allow you to enter more than one kid. So Avon Lake ran away with it. They scored 384 points. They had 21 placers. Now, there's only 14 weight classes. I think in even one weight class, the championship bout was two Avon Lake kids. But Avon Lake had champs in Caden Bristow, Nate Greger, Caden Lindemann, Jack Valerino, Braden Patterson, Gavin Andrews, and Tom Rodney. And if you're counting, that's seven of the 14 weight classes.
Wow.
Avon Lake won over at the Husky Invitational.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, the Matucci took place over at East Lake North. Vermilion was fifth, Black River seventh, and Brookside 11th over there. Nice little tournament. Some second place finishers, Aiden Kaiser and Cohen Mooney from Vermilion at 150, 190, and Colton Moscow from Black River, second at 285. Some third place guys, Ashton Clifton from Vermilion, Tristan Herrick from Black River, and Logan Peterson from Vermilion as well.
Well, kind of building off what we talked about with Mick, those Vermilion boys, Mooney and Peterson, specifically football players, doing some big things on the wrestling mats as well. So, hey, maybe there is some truth to what
you
guys are talking
about. Well,
and
it is. I just read something where a coach was fighting with a football coach. And first of all, it's never good to fight with a coach of another sport in
right.
the building. But you know, just the benefits, even look on the pro level, the Buffalo Bills coach, former collegiate wrestler, just he talks about it. I had a little video that had five or six Bill Belichick bits about how when they start recruiting college football players, they look to see who had a wrestling background. And again, as I talked about with Mick, it's not just your linemen. It's your defensive backs. It's mm-hmm. your running backs. It's about balance. It's about body positioning. Wrestling teaches you so much of that, and it's such a benefit to football players that it really, really is. So,
well, balance especially, I feel like, is kind of one of those slept-on characteristics of any good athlete, especially on a football field. So, great stuff there. Any other results, Tommy, to go over? Are we looking ahead now?
Well, the results, literally, ladies are on a roll. Paul Felton, we talked to him earlier in the year, but, man, they took another championship. They went over to Shelby and won the Freddie Invitational over there. They had 10 placers. They had champs in Isabella Trujillo, Emily Conley, Jalen Green, and Chloe Washington. Right now, they're ranked – Liria ladies are ranked fifth in the state in the dual meet competition. So, that's a team that we talked about has almost doubled in size. Paul Felton's doing a great job over there with the ladies as well.
Yeah, half the battle's getting the girls out there, and then you got to develop them after that, and it seems like Paul's all over that, so great stuff. All right, Tommy, what do we got as far as coming up later this week and this weekend? We know Mick and his boys over at EC are off, but where else is some action happening?
We talked about Avon Lakes at Elyria tonight for the boys-girls doubleheaders, and then the SWC duels tomorrow night. Berea Mid-Parks at Avon, Amherst is at Olmsted Falls, the Backyard Brawl, Midview's at North Ridgeville. That should be a real good one. Maybe we can catch Paul Steele next week and talk to Paul a little bit about the middies and what's going on over there. In the LCA double duels, Oberlin's going to host Columbia, Keystone, and Firelands, and then Clearview's going to host Black River, Wellington, and Brookside. That Columbia, Keystone, Firelands should be a pretty heavy-duty quad. And then in tournament action this week, the Maumee Bay, that's a big one. That's a real tester out there. Elyria, Avon Lake, Vermilion, and Clearview head out there. Brookside's at Akron Garfield. One of the fun ones is Lorraine and Avon are going over to Berkshire for the Battle of the Belt, and they give like WWE belts to the champions over
there. Yeah, we've talked about that. Yeah,
you talk about novelties, and that's really one of those ones where the kids love the recognition. But when they get those belts that are WWE like, those are really kind of neat. And Vermilion's going over to Archbold for the Chuck Ford. Chuck Ford, longtime coach over at Archbold. That's a great little tournament over there. As far as the ladies are concerned, Fremont hosts the Vantage Classic. Lorraine, Oberlin, and Avon Lake and Elyria will be there. Down at Mechanicsburg, Black River and Vermilion will be there on Sunday. And Alliance hosts the Top Gun Girls Tournament on Sunday, and Firelands will be over there.
All right, so plenty of high school action to look forward to later on this week, tonight even, and dipping into the weekend as well. And Tommy, I'd be remiss, as we were talking about it with our colleague Jared Kozar, you're making a little road trip this weekend to see some collegiate wrestling, aren't you?
Yeah, heading down to watch the Buckeyes. I'm taking Ron Johnston on Sunday to the Covelli Center. The Buckeyes take on Purdue. I saw Purdue wrestle Kent State a couple weeks ago, so that'll be a fun day. The Buckeyes had a tough dual meet win last Sunday against Rutgers. That was on the Big Ten Network, and we're into that Big Ten season right now, so that'll be a fun little day trip for us down there.
All right, well, you and Ronnie, you behave yourselves on that trip down. Safe travels and all that good stuff.
Miss Lisa's promised us some brownies to take down with us. Oh, Lisa's going to go along with us. We're dropping Lisa off at volleyball in Columbus that morning as well. But also, one other thing of note that I mentioned before, that the NCAA today voted to add women's Division I wrestling as their 91st championship sport, and that's a great thing for wrestling, great thing for women's wrestling. Division II and Division III will vote on it later in the year, but that's just talks to you about it. It goes from an emerging sport now to a legitimate championship sport, and I think we'll really see the Division I schools really jump on board with that.
Well, we've been on that train even at the high school level since day one of us doing this show. I mean, we've talked about just kind of the growth of the girls' side of the sport, and right there, it just continues. So, fantastic. Tommy, any final thoughts from you before we say goodbye?
Now we're getting into that point in the season where everybody's kind of rounding into shape and getting the team set, and they want to make sure their weight's stabilized and figure out where they're going to be for that sectional tournament. I think we're about 2 weeks away from the sectional draw. The sectional tournament managers meeting was yesterday, and we're also heading towards conference meets too, so some big things still coming up for the wrestlers here in Lorain County.
All right, great stuff, so it should make for an exciting rest of the winter wrestling season. Certainly looking forward to it. All right, again, a big thanks to Mick Burnett, again, Elyria Catholic head wrestling coach. If you missed that interview, you can find it tomorrow morning over at WEOL.com. So for Coach Mick, for Tom Evans, I'm Rocco Nucci saying thank you for listening to another edition of the WEOL Weekly High School Wrestling Recap. It's been brought to you by Cobalt Insurance Center and by Century 21 Deanna Realty, and you listen to it right here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM on that mobile app, and Tom online anytime
at WEOL.com.